Looking for consulting firms that are hiring can be like trying to find a needle in a huge haystack. That's why we're excited to tell you about Palmtree, a leading M&A advisory and consulting firm that is looking for top talent across its U.S. offices in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, and Dallas. Palmtree is a firm that sits at the intersection of strategy, finance, and analytics. The firm looks like a traditional consulting firm from the outside, but it's much more than that, functioning as a one-stop shop to support private equity clients. Palmtree is the single source for financial consulting and investment banking. If you're looking to develop a unique skill set, receive world-class training, and work for a dynamic firm, apply to Palmtree today. Visit the careers page at palmtreellc.com or click on the link in this episode's show notes.
If you're looking to make the transition from engineer to consulting, you've come to the right place because hundreds of people every year make the exact same transition. In this episode, we're going to cover a few key things about how to make a transition successfully. First of all, why do consulting firms want engineers? Second of all, what are the pathways into consulting firms if you are an engineer? And third and finally, what are some recruitment tips and tricks for engineers that are interested in breaking into consulting? Let's dive in. But first, don't forget to subscribe to this channel for great tips on the case interview, job applications, job opportunities, and more. First, let's talk about why consulting firms want to hire engineers. Consulting firms are fundamentally human capital driven organizations that ride on a bed of incredible data analytics tools. Their ability not just to get the insights, but to translate them into action makes them some of the most valued organizations in the world as trusted advisors. As engineers, you're often great with data, excellent with the analytics, and also very practical in your approach. After all, if you just do data and analytics about a bridge suspension, you also want the bridge to not fall down once you built it. And so the data analytics that you use go somewhere, which isn't always true in other fields. That applicability and the way that you think about problem solving as an engineer is one of the key areas. In fact, when I went into Bain, I thought that everybody would be on a pretty equal playing field. After all, we hadn't gone through the rigorous training at the firm and we all had a lot to learn. But I noticed pretty quickly that the engineers on our team were some of the most valued by the firm early. They accelerated their understanding and their participation in the clients, and they had a lot of ownership over their work. In fact, I would venture to say that they were some of the most valuable analysts at Bain when I worked there. Second, there are a couple of different pathways that you could utilize when you're breaking into consulting as an engineer. First of all, you can go through the traditional pathway. And if you can, this is always the one that we recommend. If you go to a target school or at another school program, firms hire the most people into cohorts when you're breaking out of a school process, whether it's as an undergrad, a specialty master's, or even as a PhD. If you're an engineer, that's the first place to go. But if you don't have that opportunity, let's say you're not in school and you have some years of work experience, or maybe you thought about consulting but went a different direction for a season and now want to revisit it again, there are two options for you if you are an experienced consultant. First, you can network your way in. Networking your way in is by far the best application process for an experienced consultant because you will be able to add on top of the single page document that is your resume with stories, examples, and your dazzling personality when you're in front of somebody from the firm. And of course, your dazzling personality will matter when it comes to client relationships. Finally, you can do blind applications. Just open up an application. You might even find it on our site. Just shove in your resume and send it off. This is not a 0% chance. For those of you that don't want to take some of the other pathways, you can try it. However, be warned, there is for many firms an 18-month blackout period after you apply if you're not successful. So if you don't go through the traditional route or you don't go through networking and you try to just barge in through the front door and it doesn't work, then you're going to be barred from entering the firm's doors anytime in the next 18 months. Just be thoughtful about blind applications because they're not risk-free.
Hey, Strategy Simplified. It's Japheth here, and I'm quickly popping in to tell you about Strategy Sprint. Strategy Sprint is a week-long virtual consulting project that allows you to add US-based work experience to your resume. So you work in a small team, you get mentored by a former McKinsey, Bain, or BCG consultant, and you solve a strategic growth issue for a real-world client. So that means you gain incredible skills and experience that looks amazing on your resume. We are running several sprint projects throughout this year. Check out the dates and the link to register at the link in this episode's show notes. We look forward to welcoming you to a future strategy sprint project.
So let's assume that you want to go through the process and you're either in school or you're an experienced hire and you're going to follow our advice. You're going to network with people and you're going to be surprised. Somebody will jump on the phone with you, think you're amazing, want to get you into an interview, and it will happen in a pretty short amount of time. So a lot of the questions that we field are just around when the right time might be for you to start, especially if you're in that experienced hire pathway and you're not sure whether today or tomorrow or 6 months from now makes sense. Well, let me recommend to you that you start the process somewhere around 6 months before you think about actually wanting to leave your current job and apply for this other firm. There's foundation work that needs to be done. First, you have to make sure that your resume represents not just the engineering skills that you have, but also a traditional focus on the impact that you've had inside your organization. You might need a resume and cover letter rewrite. You might need just to think about your story from another angle. We can help you, or you can do it with someone else. Second, you'll need to develop a plan for which firms you want to apply for. And sometimes this takes 4 to 6 weeks to go through the research process. So that'll take you another, let's say, month at least. Third, you want to begin to practice for your case interviews. And this might seem backwards. You don't have an interview yet. But if you're coming from a non-traditional background, you need business acumen. You've never presented out loud inside a case interview before. We find that most people are not able to ramp up that curve in days. They need months, sometimes even years, but definitely months. So we would give you around 2 months to work through the case interview process. At that point, you should have a foundation built inside the case interview, and you should have the work experience that you need to plug any gaps inside your resume. You should have a great resume and an awesome plan for who you're going to apply with. And then at that point, all it turns into is execution, reaching out to people, jumping on the phone with them, letting them know what your timeline is so that they can help you most effectively. After you're in the networking process, it's time to finalize your case interview skills, build your fit interview prep, and get ready for the opportunity that's coming your way. Because many firms will say, we'd love to interview, how's next week? And you want to be ready for that moment as well. If you follow this process over the course of 6 months, you're going to have a lot of success. Don't forget, this is a treasure and a prize. What you're doing as an engineer will probably be well paid. You'll have a lot of analytical work. But will you be able to change the course of history by solving a business's problem? Maybe not. Will you be able to change the trajectory of a leadership team from an insight that you have? Probably not. You have an opportunity for world-class impact inside consulting, and consulting firms would love to hire you. We encourage you to give it a shot, but not just any shot, your best shot. As you're preparing to transition from engineering to consulting, you might want to have some help, and we would love to help you. We have a few programs. Number one, Strategy Sprint, to build a bridge of your analytical experience to consulting work experience by doing a 1 week consulting project. It's an amazing opportunity and will not only build your resume, but also help you translate stories for your interview. The second thing is a Black Belt program where you have access to a resume cover letter edit and case interview training. You have the opportunity not only to work one-on-one with a coach, but also with your peers. And finally, we have a Super Prep program where you get to do both 20 hours of case interview training as well as Strategy Sprint and a resume cover letter edit. If you're interested in joining us with any of these upcoming programs, please reach out to us directly, team@managementconsulted.com. And our inboxes are always open for questions. If you're not sure whether or not you've got a shot at consulting, we'd also love to help you assess that. You can book an hour of coaching or 15 minutes of just quick free resume review with our team. At the end of the day, we would love for you to stick around because we put out great content like this all the time. So make sure that you subscribe to our channel, get on our mailing list, and stay in touch as we share information about application deadlines, firm opportunities, and more.